On the phone with Holly Swanson, the founder of Operation Greenout, you are treated to a clear, pleasant voice. But when it comes to political action, the owner of this voice likes to use brass knuckles. As I reported earlier this week, Ms. Swanson is running a shock campaign from White City, Oregon, to convince Oregonians that conservation advocates have hijacked our schools to advance a doctrine that, quote, mirrors communism. I thought we had outlived Joe McCarthy. But to accept this group's line, you have to believe that green Marxists have finessed their way past 200-some school boards in the state of Oregon. And you have to ignore the historic retreat of communism across the globe, the fall of the Iron Curtain, and the inclusion of former East European countries as democratic members of NATO and soon the European Union. Yet, in a full-page ad in the Sunday Oregonian on April 18th, Operation Greenout stated as fact that a covert effort by what the group's founder told me are neo-Marxists in the environmental movement and the Democratic left are using the teaching of environmental sustainability to brainwash America's youth with the core values of the so-called International Green Party. The ad contained no substantiation. When I interviewed Ms. Swanson, she could not give a meaningful example either. Instead, she suggested that I buy her book for only $20 plus shipping. What are we to make of efforts to characterize environmental supporters as Reds who are targeting our children? On the most obvious level, it's an un-American attempt to poison reasoned debate. On another, it's an attempt to promote ignorance of the environment, the better for polluters to exploit it. Ms. Swanson has long worked with the property rights and so-called wise use movements of the West, both of which call for extreme measures to block environmental protection on public lands. The polarization of this country has been underway for years, and politics has long since turned into a demolition derby that seeks to smear the personal character of political adversaries. But red baiting? Has it actually come to that? Operation Greenout may have a legitimate right to express its views, no matter how delusional those views may be. But when the group smears fellow Americans as undemocratic subversives with no proof, it's asking for a witch hunt, and it stifles freedom of thought that democracy requires. Now tell me who's the real threat to American political values. This is Les O'Coin.